And now a story about consolidation in the media business. No, it's not Rupert Murdoch's attempt to take over the Wall Street Journal. It's about two papers in Charleston, West Virginia, where the U.S. Justice Department wants to reverse a merger. Here's Greg Collard of West Virginia Public Broadcasting.
The Charleston Gazette is known for its investigative journalism.
The Gazette sometimes is the paper people love to hate.
Managing editor Patty Tompkins has emphasized this during her 25 years at the Gazette.
We're one of the few papers, certainly the only one in the state, but one of the few papers in the country who still believes in watchdog journalism.
Now the Gazette finds itself under investigation. 3 years ago, the Gazette paid $55 million to purchase its competitor, the conservative-leaning Charleston Daily Mail, from Media News Group of Denver. Last week, the Justice Department filed an antitrust lawsuit against the Daily Gazette company, claiming it engaged in business practices designed to destroy the Daily Mail. Former Daily Mail city editor Jeff Morse left the paper in 2005. He says, for example, the Gazette didn't allow his paper to replace newsroom staff who resigned.
At one point, some of the staff members even stuffed some dummies with pillows and had some cardboard cutouts and put those in the chairs to fill some of those empty desks.
The lawsuit says the Gazette also stopped deliveries for thousands of Daily Mail customers and tried to persuade Daily Mail subscribers to switch to the Gazette. This case is unusual in several ways. The Bush Justice Department averages about 133 merger investigations a year, but only about seven lead to a federal civil lawsuit. No one from the government would comment on tape, citing pending litigation. California attorney Denise Diaz worked in the antitrust division under Clinton and the first Bush administration and now publishes an online newsletter dedicated to antitrust issues.
Just strictly from an antitrust perspective, it looks like they've got a meritorious case to make, and it's going to be a difficult one because unwinding a deal is not an easy thing to do. It's one of the most difficult things you can do in the merger area.
When the McClatchy Company bought Knight Ridder last year, it ended up with both daily newspapers in Minneapolis-St. Paul. The Justice Department approved that deal if McClatchy sold one of the papers. Newspapers have been allowed to buy their competitors and shut them down. But in those cases, no one else was willing to buy the papers. That's not the case here. The lawsuit says an unnamed third party offered to buy the Daily Mail for the same price as the Gazette paid. Gazette publisher Elizabeth Chilton won't address specifics of the case.
We feel we're right and I've done nothing wrong. I have no comment on it because it is in the judicial system now. It's in the courts.
The Department of Justice says it's trying to preserve newspaper competition in Charleston, but the fear is this lawsuit will undermine one of the declining number of family-owned newspapers left in America. For NPR News, I'm Greg Collard in Charleston, West Virginia.